Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark in the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to be talking to one of our patients here who's gone through this as well. And they're giving a little bit of their story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark, and on this episode, we're going to be talking to Melody Black. Melody Black is one of our surgical patients, and she's had surgery about 9 months ago or so. Say hello to everyone, Melody.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Very good. Well, all our listeners out there, Melody's got a story kind of that of how she made this decision, and tell us up a little bit about how did you come up with, gee, I need to do something different? Okay, what was going on in your life? Give us a little background on all this.
Well, last year about this time, I had just gotten through a crazy month of daughter turning 22, daughter graduating from college, daughter commissioning in the Navy, and then 2 weeks later, daughter getting married. And all of that, there was this wild, crazy, let's take pictures of every single thing that happens. And the more I looked at the pictures, the more upset I got because I didn't like what I saw. And I knew that a lot of the way that I felt, I was tired, I didn't feel good, my back hurt, my legs hurt. And I could see it every time I looked in those pictures that it was because of my weight. And that, you know, it was time to stop playing with the try this diet for a month and try that diet for a month and do something that was going to really change how I approached this. And I would say that the weight loss surgery, I don't know where that came from, but I started investigating it and I Googled the procedure in this part of Virginia and your name kept coming to the top. And then I started talking to some people, and your name kept coming to the top, and I wound up here at the Weight Loss Center. And I've never looked back.
All right. So as far as kind of I don't know exact time frame as kind of when do we meet? Was it kind of early in the fall then this past year?
I came to a weight loss surgery seminar that you had on a Saturday in September, and went through the seminar and answered all the questions, came in and talked to the people in the office, and that was probably mid-September, and my surgery was scheduled for October 15th. So,
all right. So
it moved along pretty quick.
Right. And that's just for our listeners out there. I mean, that is one of the best ways to get a kind of an introduction of the weight loss surgery itself. Having weight loss surgery can be an extremely intimidating process, the thought process of doing that. And it is kind of it truly is a change, a life-changing event. So it should not be taken lightly. And one of the best ways to kind of just get introduced to the different surgeries and the things that can be done is to come in to one of these seminars. We, as she mentioned, we do them on Saturday. Usually once a month we do a Saturday seminar, but typically every Tuesday we also do a seminar at late in the afternoon, so hopefully people are getting off work. But it's a good way to just get introduced, and it takes about 2 hours out of your day, but it doesn't cost you anything. It's more of gathering information, and then hopefully we can kind of get you plugged into the system to help kind of figure out what direction to go. And it's not a right and a wrong answer of having surgery or which surgery to have, but it's more of figuring out what's best for that individual. And so we sat down then, I assume, kind of early in the fall, and we had that discussion, and you decided on kind of sleeve gastrectomy. What was your thinking process with that?
Well, downloaded two of your books to the Kindle, had read them a couple of times, and looked some stuff up, and I was leaning towards the sleeve. And then when we came into the workshop, and you went through and you described, you know, exactly what each procedure entailed and what the outcome was, and you know, what your body, what you should expect to happen as you go through this. And the big thing was that you always emphasized that this was not the solution. This is just a tool. So I kind of packed my little imaginary toolbox and smaller stomach. Okay, that's going to help me with portion control and learning to eat right, because you only get to put so much in there, so you don't want to take any junk with you. And so having that seminar was really, really helpful, because people asked questions and nobody felt like they were being, you know, you felt comfortable in the seminar and being able to get information, because everybody wanted to ask that same question, but you know, somebody else would ask it and you'd think, oh, okay, that answered my question.
Right.
Certainly don't leave feeling like you don't have all the information. You definitely leave very well informed. So to me, that made my decision that yes, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, that's certainly nice to hear, because that's kind of the what we're trying to accomplish there, is really get people information that they need so they can make an intelligent decision. And typically what we do after that is we'll sit down individually and kind of go over your situation. Mm-hmm. And for you, I kind of, that we kind of must have been able to move ahead fairly quickly and fairly smoothly to the actual surgery.
Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting, because I'd made my arrangements at work out. It turned out I think I was out about 10 days between a week and a weekend, and it just worked out really well for me. And you know, I had friends came and we took that last big girl picture, you know, and it was all you know, just positive, you know, encouraging, just, you know, this is going to be a good thing. And I already felt that way, because I'd made the decision to do it. I knew that this was not just it was not going to be an overnight fix, but I didn't get in that shape overnight either. So, you know, I was confident that I was never hesitant that with moving forward. So showed up at the hospital on the 15th and, went through the procedure and was home that afternoon. And
one of the nice things is with this operation, I find people tend to recover very quickly. The surgery itself, the sleeve gastrectomy, takes about 45 minutes to an hour. It's usually about 45 minutes. And 95% of the time now, we can actually do them as outpatients, so people can get home the same day. Yeah. I'm a big fan of trying, if you don't need to be in a hospital, then you're better off in your own environment. Obviously, hospitals, if you need to be there, you should be there. But a potentially, you know, bad things can happen to in hospitals. So I like to keep people in as absolutely short a time as possible. And so we did this as an outpatient, and I'll kind of give you this here. I'm setting myself up here so that hopefully for a good answer, but I don't know the answer you're going to give. It's like, how was that experience kind of doing this surgery as an outpatient?
I've had, you know, other procedures done as outpatient, and this one was, I mean, I left the hospital cracking jokes. I had a male nurse who, you know, told me I had to come back and see him when I was skinny, and I was laughing and teasing with him, but I'm going back over there to find him so I can say, hey, I did it. And everybody was very supportive. There was no, you know, they were just, it was like being with a bunch of cheerleaders. Everybody had something positive to say. And I got home, and other than, you know, sleeping off a little bit of the, you get up early in the morning and, you know, you've done your preparatory eating or not eating, as the case is, for surgery, and then get home and, you know, you're getting over the being sore, but I mean, it was never painful. It was a little uncomfortable because of the procedure itself, but it was, you know, in 2 or 3 days, you'd have never known I had gone and done anything. I was up walking around and sipping my water and just really not looking back.
All right. Yeah, that's what we'd like to hear. So, and we put people on liquid diet for about 2 weeks after surgery and then slowly advance them along to kind of mushed up food and then to regular food. But people are often fearful of being on that liquid diet. And, you know, tell me a little bit about what was your experience there? How was it? Was it, you know, sometimes people think, oh, it's going to be the worst thing in the world. Kind of, tell me a little bit about kind of how that was.
It was not that bad. But I had already set my mindset was that this was a tool and this is what I'm going to do because in a year from now, I want to be able to look back and I'm still the same person, but I've got a healthier body and I've got a healthier outlook. And I'll be honest, it got a little old because, you know, my husband's over there, you know, crunching and munching and enjoying his dinner, and I'm sitting there with a shake or some protein water or some tomato soup, or, you know, I really enjoyed that first scrambled egg.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying because I've done that two-week liquid diet as well because people have said, oh, you can't do it. It's like, yeah, I can do it. I can do this.
Very doable.
Two-week diet, and I wasn't hungry at all. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that kind of the things that you utilize in those 2 weeks, typically you're not going to be hungry, plus just having surgery. I didn't have surgery then, but I did the two-week diet. I wasn't hungry, but I totally agree with you. What was hardest was some of the social aspects of eating and just kind of missing that, okay, crunching on the something or other. And that is something real, and I wish I had a good answer for that outside of you'll get through it and you'll get back to that.
Yeah. I would tell myself, you know, this is temporary. You know, in 2 weeks' time, you're gonna get that scrambled egg, or you're gonna get, you know, something that has some body to it. You know, hang in there. It's only 2 weeks, and every time I came in and checked in with you and the staff, and we moved to the next goal, which would be, you know, 2 weeks of soft food, or, you know, the step.
Right.
Okay, this is only for so many days, and then we're going to move to the next one. And so, you know, some more of that not looking back, you know, focus on what's in front of you, and you know, you can't jump in and, you know, you're not going to give a baby a steak as soon as he gets a tooth. You work it up, you know, so.
Exactly. That's a good, you know, kind of analogy there, is that we do have to kind of slowly introduce foods, and sometimes all foods don't work initially, just like in a baby.
Exactly.
Some things don't work right away, but typically over the long term, yes, they do.
Yeah. And then you get that, you know, you finally reach that point where you go, yes, I get to get something that I can actually chew and eat and enjoy, and you're thinking, I was excited for this, you know. It was not as big a deal as I thought it was going to be. But at the same time, the weight's starting to come off, and I'm starting to feel better, and you start noticing little things that are happening with your body, and you don't get too wrapped around the food. You're more focused on what's happening with yourself and seeing the changes. And then when you know other people see the changes, you know, you don't really worry so much about what you're putting in your mouth as you are what's happening to your body. So,
right.
You know, the food really turns into not a big star in the whole thing.
Right. I think that's a great point you said there. Now, some people are often concerned with kind of when will I kind of feel like I'm back to normal and can do whatever I want to. What was your experience with that?
I really trusted the program. You said to do this, then that's what I did. And I certainly noticed that I felt better, and I think a lot of it was because I couldn't eat all that junk, and I was eating what, you know, Danny and them would say, this is your list, you know, do this. And by doing the program, trusting it to do, you know, somebody came up with this and they knew what they were talking about, or all these people wouldn't do it and be successful. I just had to trust what I was being, you know, being given and told to do, and knowing that it worked because I had, you know, talked to other people. I would say by the time I was probably 6 or 8 weeks out from the surgery, and I think I had a little piece of something that was high on my I have to have this list, and I realized it really wasn't that big of a deal. But the fact that my back didn't hurt, my knees didn't hurt, and I only lost 25 or 30 pounds. So I thought, wow, if this is what this is like now, what's it going to be, you know, in during the summer or the end of the school year?
So, well, I think a lot of people find that, you know, typically by about 3 to 4 weeks, they can pretty much do whatever they want mm-hmm. to. And they also find that it's a much easier, even with a modest amount of weight loss, you know, like you said, 20 to 25 pounds, all of a sudden I was like, boy, I can do a lot more. I'm resting better. I feel like I can be more active. And obviously we want you to do those things. So tell us a little bit about kind of how your activity side of all this, and I know you've used a couple of different tools there. I see a Fitbit thrown in there. Tell us a little bit about how you kind of incorporated that more and what you've done.
Well, my my kids are very active. They were in they ran in school, they played soccer, and I was always, you know, like super jealous that they're out there, they could run, and I was in no shape to run. And so I started out walking, and our school was being had a serious remodeling going on, so you had no choice but to walk around the entire building to get to something. And my library classroom was as far away as you could be from everything else, and so I walked and walked, and then I thought, well, I'm going to get a Fitbit because I want to keep up with how many steps I'm taking. And then I decided, well, if I'm going to take all these steps, I'm going to sign up for a race. And so at Christmas time, I signed up for the Yuengling 8K that they have in Virginia Beach. And at the time that I signed up, there's no way I would have been able to finish that race. But I started coming to the gym, and I would walk on the treadmill, and I did all the machines, and I just, you know, every day I just tried to go at least 3 or 4 more steps than I did the day before. And pretty soon I was making that Fitbit go off. You know, I got your 10,000 steps. How many more can you get? And from there, when I actually got to do the race in March, my goal was to start it and finish it. And then I decided, well, if I was going to start it and finish it, I wanted to get the little race bling that went along with it. And you had to finish it in 2 hours. And I was just sobbing when I crossed the line because the clock said 2 hours and 3 minutes and something, and they still handed me the medal. And it turned out that I didn't take into account that I started the race 30 minutes after the people at the beginning of the pack.
Ah.
So I did it in 1 hour and 30 minutes, and I'm gonna tell you, I cried because that's the first time I'd ever done something like that and been successful. And it felt really good. So now I've done 3, and I just don't look back. I keep going forward. And my daughter came up and did the 5K Color Me Rad in April, and that was fun because we actually did run part of it, and it just, that was a bucket list item for me that I could say, yes, I've done this now with my daughter, and it was a really cool moment for me.
All right. You've done fantastic. So just kind of looking forward to all this, do you have a kind of certain goal that you want, or what are you looking for going forward now?
I think I probably have about 30 more pounds to get where the insurance charts, you know, those things that people say, oh, at your height and your weight and your age, you know, your weight should be to get there. At this point, I've lost about 107. So, either way, I've lost an entire elementary school child. So I'm happy. I just to keep moving and to not slow down. I've got a lot more high energy things that I have planned to do with my children this year. I teach in elementary school, so we're going to be doing a lot of movement. And, you know, the fact that I'll be able to keep up with them.
All right. That's my goal. Great. You should be very proud of yourself. You're fantastic, and I'd encourage you to keep on going. Well, to kind of wind this thing down here, can you give, if there are listeners out there are contemplating weight loss surgery or contemplating weight loss in general, do you have any kind of advice for them or what they should be doing or what are some good tips there?
I would say, you know, they really need to do their research and make sure that they're comfortable with whatever program they're going to go with. If they're going to come and do weight loss surgery, you know, come in and get to know the staff. That nobody here at the Weight Loss Center, they're very transparent. They're very genuine. And if you have a question, it doesn't matter how silly you think it is. Somebody's either already asked it or they've been afraid to ask it, and you get to be the one. And they're very, you know, they're very on top of what's going on, and they know their stuff. And you feel comfortable with whatever you bring in, that, you know, you're going to leave with an answer and a direction to head in. And I love it. I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. It's given me more confidence. Every little change is a big deal, and they know that when, you know, you've reached the point where you feel like this is your, this is the only way that you can do this, they don't make you feel like it's, you know, doom and gloom and it's the end of the world, and, you know, this is just one more tool, and this is how we're going to make sure you're successful doing it, and that goes a long way. You feel much better when you walk out.
Exactly. The surgery is just a piece of all this. The educational process of how you get the most out of it, how you can make these lifestyle changes, is incredibly important. We actually, as you well know, that we have that kind of what I refer to as a full year program. We call it Weight Management University for Weight Loss Surgery, but we try to hit it from just about every single angle we can think of to try to give you the support you need and the education that you need.
Yeah. Well, those little packets come in the mail. That you get your notebook, and then you get a mailing from the Weight Loss Management University, and it seems to hit you right where you are at that moment. You know, like, don't give up. You know, you're feeling tired. You're feeling bored. You're feeling, you know, what do you mean? I shouldn't be, you know, I should be food journaling. I should be. They come at just the right time, where you are in the process, and it's gets you over the hump. And then if you still have questions after you've read all that, you can still pick up the phone. You're not, oh, well, we done your surgery, have a great life, bye. You know, they're right there with you. It's like having your own personal, you know, they don't come and cook for you, but, you know, it's your personal chef and your cheerleader and all that rolled into one. And all you have to do.
I typically can't do the cooking, even though, having said that, we are going to have a little social event here shortly at the store where I am going to be doing the cooking, so you can come see me cook for you. That'll be a couple of Monday. I don't remember exactly when, but we're going to have a little cookout. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Melody, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day for sitting down and talking with me, with talking with our listeners. If people out there want more information, I would encourage you, go to our corporate website, which is cfwls.com, or if you just want more information about weight loss itself or and access to me, every single week I do a webinar. If you're a live webinar, you can have interaction at that point with the Tips Weekly and Weekly Recipes. Just go to that website, which is Losing Weight USA. The website is www.losingweightusa.com. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We appreciate your time. And remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good day, everyone. Take care.